Hey guys, welcome to the show. Yeah, woo! All right, you could. They're clapping already, guys. It's gonna be good. How many people have never been to Stab before? Never experienced? All right. Well, thank you for sitting up front. We pee on everyone in the front row, so you guys are like, hope you brought your, not your church clothes.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab. Stab.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to Stab here at Luna's Cafe, Sacramento, California, 1414 16th Street. It's a fun show that we like to do sometimes. Please welcome to the stage, JoJo Lewis, your first contestant. JoJo Lewis, sitting in the middle, you have Jacqueline Lyon. Woo! And at the end, the very well-dressed Jesse Jones. I mean, it looks good. It looks really good. Looking velvet. Oh, someone yelled your name. We have people what cheersing at a table. Yeah. We have a guy. Never mind. All right.
That's not a guy.
Welcome. He's that's a man. That's a all right. Welcome to Stab, you guys, for doing it last minute. We had a lot of people get sick and couldn't be here, so you guys were given less than 24 hours, I think, to write your prompts. It's good to be back here in Sacramento. We were just in San Francisco at last weekend video to a full house.
As far as anybody knows.
Yeah, it was packed. Just trust us. Yeah, it only cost us $100 to rent the venue. So yeah. That was nice. How much did we make on that? Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't sell.
Negative $100.
Yeah, so we need $200 tonight, guys. $200. Welcome to the Stab Pledge Drive. anyway, we're going to meet JoJo Lewis. He's on the show again. JoJo Lewis, let's hear it for him.
Hi.
JoJo.
Hello.
You could find him at Bucky Gums on Twitter.
Yes, you can.
In reference to a joke that I don't even think you do anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, that's good. So it totally makes sense. JoJo, I don't know if you knew this. JoJo is a pain in my ass. That's what he is. There we go. So JoJo, thank you for that.
Welcome, man.
All right. Hey, anytime. Thanks. All right. Moving on, we have Jacqueline Wyon.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Hello.
Jacqueline, I always ask you to make sure your microphone is on.
Cause is
I
it not?
I can't hear you. I think I could hear you, but
is
there we go. There we go. Jacqueline, you're here again. You're filling in for the ill Dash Kiwakowski.
Kiwakowski? Yeah.
Kiwakowski.
Kawasaki?
Is that what it is?
Dash Kiwakowski. He called in sick today. He has his tummy hurt. So, you know, he'll be on another show. But for now, we'll settle for you. Jacqueline, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Jacqueline, I don't know if you knew this. I don't like it when you call me dad. I don't know if you knew this. It's weird.
I'm sorry. I thought we'd keep this between us. Yeah. I guess we're putting me on blast right now. That's
fine. It was weird. It was a little weird. Jesse Jones, he's down there again.
Hey there.
Jesse will be, this will be his third show in 2 days that he has written. He'll be doing the fourth show after this show because we do two shows, really quick ones.
Yeah. So you can see them get worse throughout the evening.
That's right. You can see, it's nice to see your digression. Yeah. Jesse Jones, I don't know if you knew this, but I also hate it when you call me daddy.
So well, that's not going to change, though.
You could. All right. anyway, let's go ahead and play Stab. Huh? Well, another sound effect. Pretty good. Ready? See? I told you. You guys enjoying yourself already? It's pretty high. It's pretty
production value.
Pretty high production value for Sacramento, I think. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. JoJo Lewis, you'll be going first. On this date, 1823, the Monroe Doctrine, in a State of the Union message, U.S. President James Monroe proclaims American neutrality in future European conflicts and warns European powers not to interfere in the Americas. Also on this date, 1960, Rick Savage, English singer, songwriter, and bass player of Def Leppard, was born. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Much like Rick Savage himself, I turned to dust. Or as you might call it, cocaine. So there I was, just me and my wine, wasted. I could see the lights as I had just chopped up a rock of ages and poured a little sugar on me.
Wow.
A touch of the Ziggy Stardust. A little bit of the White Lightning, if you know what I'm saying. It's cocaine still. I did so much, I had to stand up, kick love into motion, and go to the mirror, mirror, look into my eyes. And when I got there, I felt from the inside my blood run cold and said, "Hello, America." Because they say that sorrow is a woman. But really, sorrow is interference with the sovereignty of American independence. Yes, we're about 200 years too late for love since Monroe originally framed the argument of American non-interference. But I do think that heaven is quiet thanks to European nations having no interest in bringing on the heartbreak.
These are all Def Leppard songs?
They are.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah.
Not that it was too late for love, but there wouldn't be any fooling if only those oily European bastards attempted to colonize even one more foot of American soil. If they tried, they'd be getting it. I mean Armageddon it.
Okay.
That's a good song.
It was a good album.
Yeah. This reverence did not last long, seeing as all I want is everything, so I decided to ride into the sun only after dark, looking for a gift of flesh, a 21st century sha-la-la-la girl, if you will. But all I could find was a demolition man. And then I was really getting it. And once I had gotten my rocks off, I went on through the night, knowing in my heart of hearts that I was living in the greatest isolationist imperial nightmare ever created. Until next year. That's it.
All right. Very good, JoJo, taking us through a litany of Def Leppard songs.
I really hate these prompts.
Oh, well, hey, I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Thank you for doing them anyway. Jacqueline, we're moving on to you. On this date, 1962, the Vietnam War, after a trip to Vietnam at the request of U.S. President John F. Kennedy, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield becomes the first American official to comment adversely on the war's progress. Also on this date, 1976, Eric Everhard, Canadian porn actor, director, and producer, was born. Eric Everhard. How did you celebrate these events combined?
Well, I did what I do every Wednesday and was honestly thrilled my routine 6 nonstop hours of Vietnamese porn had become a little more meaningful, what with today's 2 anniversaries. I know what you're thinking. You're like, ugh, Jacqueline, I want to pay tribute to these events too, but you're so much more educated about porn from Vietnam specifically. Where do I even start? So I'd like to present to you a selection of some of my favorites.
Oh, boy.
The first is called The Pho Fuckers.
Okay.
That's a good one if you like soup. A parody of Miss Saigon involving water sports titled Piss Saigon.
Okay. Sure. I'd watch it.
Dat Fans Fuck Van. It's kind of like Bang Bus, but not as funny. My favorite, Ho Chi Minh Does Dallas. That's it. Thank you.
Very good. Very good, Jacqueline. Jesse Jones, on this date, 1901. King Camp Gillette begins selling safety razor blades. Also on the someone say wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Also on this date, 1986, Desi Arnaz, Cuban-born American actor, singer, and producer, co-founder of Desi Lu Productions, was made into a dead person. How do you do these things in regards to celebrations today?
Live from glamorous Midtown Sacramento, California, Gillette Brand Safety Razors presents another No Nicks, No Cuts edition of You Stab Your Life. produced in association with R.J. Reynolds, Chrysler Automobiles, and Stabby Lou Productions. Now, please welcome your host. Here he is, the one, the only. That's right, it's Jesse Jones. Thank you, George, for the warm introduction. Welcome, everybody, to the program. Looks like we've got one contestant on today's show, which is fine. That's about as many as I can stomach as it is. Why don't you tell the audience your name? Yes, you over there. Tell the audience your name.
My name is John Ross.
John Ross.
Yep.
That's good. I had an agent by that name in 35. You're not a reptile too, are you, John? That's all right. I'm just having a little fun with you, Johnny. It says here you're a podcast host. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's fine. Is there a lot of money in that? I'm only fooling. I know there isn't. It's true. So you know how the game works, John. You start the game with one crisp American dollar, and I've got two categories. You pick one and answer the question for it for the chance to double your money. And don't forget about the secret word. It's worth $100. Got it, John?
I got it.
Good. That's good.
Let's play.
So choose your category. Do you want Say Yes to the Sandwich or Racist Numbers?
Racist Say numbers.
Yes. So one second, John. One second. Say Yes to the Sandwich.
Okay.
Is one category.
All right.
The other, Racist Numbers.
Say Yes to the Sandwich.
Say Yes to the Sandwich. Yes. Is that your choice?
Yep.
You're going with Say Yes to the Sandwich. All right. You've chosen Say Yes to the Sandwich. Now, this category might be trickier than you think, or it might be just as tricky as you think, or even still, it might not be as tricky as you think. Only one way to find out. Here's a question in the category Say Yes to the Sandwich. Here is your question. Sandwich.
Yes.
Well done. Yes is the correct answer. Say Yes to the Sandwich. You've won two American dollars. We'll get you that after the show. But I'm sorry, you didn't say the secret word today. The secret word was pumpernickel. Oh. And it's a good thing, too, because we spent our $100 doing doing a show for 7 homeless people last night in San Francisco. So that's it for you, Stab Your Life, everybody. And friends, don't forget to go into your local DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow. And when you do, tell them Jesse sent you. Good night, everybody.
Jesse Jones. This was Today Once. This show is still called Stab. Still. This next segment is called the Top 5 Google Searches of. Gentlemen and lady, yesterday was World AIDS Day. I know you knew. Please compose the top 5 Google searches from AIDS. If AIDS could search Google, what would AIDS search? What would it search? We're going to start with you, JoJo.
Okay. Number one. What do I stand for?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to start with the most obvious one. How to kill Magic Johnson. It's AIDS.
My first was, other big 80s stars, where are they now?
All right. Number two.
How do I know if I have me?
That guy just spit his beer on himself. That's what I'm going to say. A spit take on two people.
It's fun because they can't see it.
Jacqueline.
Eazy-E erotic fan fiction.
Did I really kill Rock Hudson?
It's the third one?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to the third. Here we go.
I miss the 90s. Okay.
Certainly a theme here. Everyone hates me, and I peaked in the 80s.
eBay listings. Queen Ultimate Box Set.
Oh, that's Freddy. Okay. JoJo, the fourth of five.
Jurassic Park. It's a good movie.
Okay, yeah, even AIDS would like Jurassic Park. That's good.
Pinterest. Use needles Christmas wreath.
Hulu search. 2.5 Men, seasons 1 through 5.
They groan because it's recent.
It's like a topical challenge.
5.
The fifth of five. Bring us home, the three of you.
Does Jeff Goldblum have me?
Oh. Funny blood transfusion pranks.
My last. Is there a cure for Charlie Sheen?
That was the top five Google searches of AIDS. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Please, three of you, please have written 3 haiku in regards to the following topic. Kylie Jenner is being accused of ableism after posing in a golden wheelchair for a photo shoot. Start your haikus now, one at a time, 3 each.
Okay.
JoJo.
First one. This one's titled Reasons.
Okay.
Come on. Wouldn't you do anything to not be mixed up with Caitlyn?
America found the new young sexy face of paraplegia.
My first is titled Oxymorons. Oversensitive? What a weird trait for people who can't feel their legs.
Right. Yep. Yep. Glad we only have 3 of these. Good. Glad we only have 3 and out.
Here's part 2. You all should thank me. I made wheelchairs sexy. Now go fuck if you can.
Okay. All right.
If you think that's bad, you might not want to Google her gold catheter.
Second is titled, Now I'm Just Confused. Wait, is watching amputee porn ableism? Asking for myself.
Okay. My third one is titled, Clarification. Gynecology chair with wheels. Key difference, you stupid cripples.
Oh, Jesus. Jacqueline.
Trapped in her body is someone who lost both legs. She's a transputee.
Transputee.
I get it. My third is titled, Really, Kylie? Making fun of the physically handicapped? That's just retarded.
That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. I'm glad to be done with. Very good. This next segment is called Movie Makeup Reorganization Style. What we've done, instead of giving movies titles that we made up, we took existing movie titles, and you have to remake up what they're about. Is that clear? Okay, good. JoJo, what is Star Wars The Force Awakens about?
Okay. It is a zany summer comedy tailored specifically to children that is to be released at Christmas.
Okay.
And I did not write out a synopsis, but here is what I feel the transcript of the trailer would be.
Okay.
Here we go. Coming this Christmas. The kids of Shiny Tree Summer Camp are in trouble. You mean if we don't raise $400 by Saturday, they'll shut down the camp? But then we won't have time to do the annual canoe relay race. But for young Randall, there's a little more on the line. My mom said that if we won the relay race, she would stop having breast cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
And so, with the help of his friends, they come up with one last idea. If we can get the kids in the Movie Star Kids summer camp next door, which is not a contrived plot point, to play us in a game of racquetball, we can raise the money. But we can't beat the rich kids. They're so much richer than we are. But they're gonna, and if they're gonna win, they're gonna have to go all out. Oh, it's not gonna be a game. It's gonna be a war with stars. This Christmas, friendship has only one name: Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Starring Justin Bieber as Randall, Rihanna as Kid 2, and Jaden Smith as the villainous Jaden Smith. With special guest star Channing Tatum playing Chip the Force Washington, a champion racquetball player who wakes from a coma to teach the kids to really play the game. Spoiler alert. Sorry, those were spoilers. Sorry. Rated PG-13, which means boobs, y'all.
Very good, JoJo. Yeah. Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Jackland. Jackland Hawaiian. The Peanuts movie. What's that about?
This is. I wrote this one 10 minutes before I was okay. before I left. So forgive my descent into madness. All right, the Peanuts movie. Hey. My name is Peter Nuts. My friends all call me Peanuts. Have you noticed that there are zero good movies? It's true, you can look it up yourself. Now, I may only be 9 years old, but I thought, hey, I have a GoPro. I should make the first good movie. I decided to call it the Peanuts movie because I am Peanuts and it's my movie. Huh. It has everything that bad movies don't have: cool fights, funny jokes, and my teacher Miss Braun, who has fat sloppy boobies. You can see the Peanuts movie at my house tomorrow. My mom's making nachos and we're gonna watch the movie, the Peanuts movie, starring me, Peanuts, as Dr. Peanuts. Come over to my house tomorrow, we have a pool.
Very good, Jacqueline. The Peanuts movie. That's what that's about. Jesse Jones, the movie you've been given is Creed.
Yeah.
What is Creed about?
See how this goes. There's some certain things I believe in very much. They go and make up who I am as a person. I believe the shit out of these things. Victor Alonso used to be a common thug, wandering through life with no direction, no purpose. You know what I believe? Things. A couple of them. A very specific couple of them. What do you believe in? Do you believe I won't shoot you in the thorax? That's too bad, because that's not what I believe. Then one day, just another burglary turned Victor Alonso's life upside down. If you don't believe in something, you fall for something else. I believe that, so I don't fall for nothing. I believe in other things too, like how if I punch you enough, you'll want me not to punch you anymore. Also, women should wear hats again. Like the old days. It looks good. You'll believe me when I tell you these things? You should. I do. A shelf full of self-help books combined with his third grade reading level transformed Victor Alonso into a force to be reckoned with. If a blue car carries bad people, you don't trust blue cars no more. I once ate a plastic army man once. I won't do that again. No matter how much I might want to. Just because I never seen a fish buy a bag of sunflower seeds doesn't mean they don't. I believe fish love sunflower seeds.
What?
Victor Alonso's set of beliefs might be crazy, but at least he has a full set. Victor Alonso has a creed. Zippers are better than buttons. They just are. Say it. I said, say it. Nobody leaves this fucking room until everybody here says it. Repeat after me. Zippers. Repeat the fuck after me. Zippers.
Zippers.
Are better.
Than buttons.
Good. That's good. That's what I believe. And now you do too.
That was Movie Makeup Reorganization Style. Brings us to the last prompt of the first show, called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an erotic poem about it. Yeah! We have a fan favorite. Write an erotic poem about it. Here are the things you're supposed to write an erotic poem about. JoJo, please have written an erotic poem about pork and beans.
Mm-hmm.
Pork and beans.
Pork and beans. All right. The hardest question for any man. Can you deep throat a can? I can. And I will. For the savory oblong nodules dripping down my neck like greasy, salty, greasy salt oblong nodules. Lukewarm, cold, I want you at all the temperatures. Because I know that those tin cans aren't just ribbed so they're easy to grab off the shelf. Oh, yes. Nothing quite like a money shot. That is only three for a dollar.
Very good, JoJo. Lewis. Jacqueline, please have written an erotic poem about beer. Beer. Beer.
Beer.
All right.
Just beer.
Beer. My hands thrust into the cooler's half-melted ice as my delicate hands grip my favorite vice. I know they're all looking, but I just don't care. I need to have you everywhere. I savor the moment as I slip off your top. We've gone too far now. I really can't stop. Shameful as it is, I'll always be known as the girl who puts beers in her butt.
There you go. Beers in your butt. Very good.
Sort of a theme going with the
with
the poems.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't think about that when I was rushing through.
Insertion of foreign object.
Jesse Jones, please have written an erotic poem about the Old West. Yep.
The saloon girl with the heart of gold. That kind of act can quick get old. Suave gambling man holding a flush. That kind of game don't give me no rush. What I need rides a mighty steed on the lonely range of tumbleweed. And only his ranch hands can do the deed. Grab my single udder, already dripping a bead. And fill his pail with my milky seed. I ain't no rustler. Not a gunslinger, just a cowboy looking for fun. I'm only armed with a good, skilled stink finger. And if you're lucky, I'll give you more than one. So come on, partner. Pull out that six shooter and point it over here soon. Because while it might be getting dark out, your pants still say... It's high noon.
That was the first episode of Stab. One more time for JoJo Lewis, Jacqueline Wyatt, Jesse Jones, Thank you, guys. We will be right back with show number two. Hey, while you're sitting here and you have your smartphones out, you should subscribe to Stab on iTunes. We have 54 episodes of brilliance up there for you to listen to, so check it out, or don't. All right.